All right, let's talk a little bit about the week in history. This is kind of a big week. We were talking about, we didn't know exactly what we were going to commemorate this show with, the special edition of the G Summit, special edition anniversary of Normandy D-Day landing. Some big events this first week in June.
There really are, and there's a lot of noted birthdays as well. We do all obviously have to start with D-Day and recognize the one. I just can't fathom the number of people. 1.5 million Allied forces were involved in Operation Overlord. And I've just
feeding
think about
that many people. Yeah.
Feeding. And, you know, when you eat and you drink, you got to use the restroom, yeah. And you're on a ship and you're seasick and
pretty rough stuff.
Oh, man. Tough people. So, history or anniversary of D-Day, this is the 71st anniversary. Wow, that's a long time ago.
The humbling event, that's for sure. The greatest generation that ever lived.
Well, 200 years before that, you were mentioning France earlier, Joseph and Jacques Montgolfier had the first sustained flight. They had a 33-foot hot air balloon that they rose an estimated 6,000 feet into the air. They had to do it again later in September for King Louis XVI, and their passengers, a sheep, a rooster, and a duck.
Oh.
How do you think they picked that?
That is funny. I would think the rooster would have jumped out, and the duck.
Maybe
they're in a cage, I guess.
You had to have been, but 6,000 feet. I guess you would think birds, you know, birds fly.
Yeah,
you know,
make sure they could breathe up there, right?
You have to think about how brave that was to leave the tether of planet Earth for one of the first recorded times ever. And be thinking in your head, I wonder where or when or if we will ever come down.
6,000, I mean, that's over a mile.
It's a mile high.
That's up there.
You're up there in the view seats, that's for sure.
So, King George III was born in 1738. And think about this. He ruled England starting in 1760. 22 years old. 22 years old and you start ruling England?
They don't make them like they used to.
He ruled for 60 years, and he actually, not only was that the king we fought in the American Revolution, but we whooped him again in 1814 when we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
That's right. Well, think of King Tut. I mean, he was king at 9 years old and died at like 20. Poor guy. I mean, look at all that's been made of him.
Certainly had many counselors when they were that young.
You would hope so.
Born on this day was another man that only lived to be 21. He was captured and executed by the British as a spy. And as he was walked up to the gallows, he said, I have only but one regret, and that was, or I only have one regret, and that was that I had one life to lose for my country. Can you name that patriot?
Ding, ding, ding. I can.
Nathan Hale. Born this week was also Confederate President Jefferson Davis. But most notably, he has a parish in Louisiana named after him, and that was the parish Rosie was born in.
Yes, it was.
He was not from Louisiana. He was born in Kentucky, and he lived out his life and passed away in New Orleans at the age of 81. Born this week was also Frank Lloyd Wright. And you would think he was born in Arizona based on the Taliesin West and all this. Nope. Richland Center, Wisconsin. I'm guessing that was like the name of the hospital, and that was the only thing there. Richland Center? Who names a town center?
I don't know. Might be.
Yeah.
That's actually where his original school and university were. The Taliesin original is there in Wisconsin.
Oh,
is there just two, that one, and ours?
Yes, okay. There is. Yeah, and if you have an interest in the Taliesin, I can tell you that the foundation is currently on a fund drive. You can check them out at the website, Taliesin, and they're actually trying to raise money to, again, reestablish their accreditation. So they've been going through some struggles the last decade, two decades, and I would certainly hope that we're not in jeopardy of losing Taliesin West. That's a... If you haven't
that's
been on the tour,
that's a treasure.
It is a treasure. It really was. Is
this week in history also brought the birth of Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles, California. Most of us know her as Marilyn Monroe. June 1st was also the last day the mule-drawn streetcar made its last run at the University of Arizona before it was replaced by the electric car. It ran from the University of Tucson to Congress Street, to the corner of Congress and Stone Avenue. June 4th, General George Crook assumed command of the Department of Arizona on this date, and it was just 4 years later on this week that Cochise passed away as well.
And that General Crook had a trail that he blazed across the Mogollon Rim of Arizona. It's actually just above Tonto Natural Bridge, which we were just talking about. It's the General Crook Trail. It's actually it has a road that you can actually traverse on it, and in many places it's actually reduced to a hiking trail, and there's actually old caves and mines and tunnels, and right there above Horton Springs, you can find all kind of interesting. You can see the original tree blaze marks that they put in the trail with the axes as they carve their way across Arizona.
You were talking about all the helicopters at the G-12 summit. Well, there wasn't anything quite like Black Hops, but did you know we had a Governor Brody? I don't know the Arizona governors very well. But on this date, June 6th in 1903, he dispatched a heavily armed group of rangers to go control striking miners in Morenci.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.